Hey, beautiful life, Om Shanti. It's 8:10 p.m. here in Manipal, and I'm recording this podcast for the 13th of May. It's always nice to reflect back on your actions, and if you have someone to give you a true, candid feedback about your behavior, I think it also improves your chances of getting better and better. So that's my story specifically, I would say. That's how I've improved. You know, I've always taken feedback from Seema specifically about where I'm going wrong. And one of the things that, you know, she's corrected me, which I had a conversation today during breakfast, was about, you know, I would always be very aggressive and my tone was completely different. And though I didn't mean to be aggressive, it turned out to be that way because of my tone and body language. So over the years of time, I had to change that specific aspects so that people don't feel intimidated or feel that I am aggressive or trying to, you know, push them down. And definitely it has helped me a lot in terms of not only my coaching career, but also interacting with my kids, interacting with Seema, and making sure that, you know, people don't feel intimidated and are at ease when they are having a conversation with me. So that's one plus point that is there. The other thing that I have also been working on is the timing of conversations that you need to have with anybody, right? So it's important that you know when to talk, what to talk, how to talk. And, you know, I had this conversation with my son, you know, when I had to give back his mobile. I went down with him and I had, I would say, an adult-to-adult chat, you know, and explain him that how to behave, how to be supportive, you know, how to really understand where he's going wrong. And I think that was really good, you know, rather than I personally feel nowadays reprimanding even your kids in front of others does not make you a hero, right? If you want to reprimand your son, I would say it's better to do it on a one-on-one basis rather than in public or in front of relatives, because that will be actually pushing him down, right? And he's either going to be defensive or he'll feel insulted, right? So these are one of the things that we need to do. And coming back to the maturity of conversations, right? What we need to really understand is when to talk and what to talk. Now, let's say there's some important thing that you want your wife to do, you know, and most of the times when I used to be a little more immature, and immature does not mean age-wise, immature means conversation-wise, intellectual-wise, that could be just a few years ago, you know, I would just wait for her to wake up and immediately tell her what to do, what not to do. And of course, it wasn't taken in a positive sense because the person has just woken up and you feel that you're right, you know. Things want to be get done, things has to be done and you need to move forward. So the timing of the conversation was not right. Your intention was right. You know, so though your intention is right, the timing is very important. So now what I do is, in case I have to talk about something which is very important, of course, I have to remember it. Maybe I just put in a message or I wait, you know, till she has a breakfast or she wakes up, have a light conversation with her and then talk to her about things that need to be done. And that has resulted in a more positive response, you know. So this is very important. And, you know, I've seen a lot of times people are not able to really understand this timing of the conversation. And this literally leads to misunderstanding, arguments, defensive approach, and also, you know, straining of relationships. So we have to be very careful when we want things to be done. We have to make sure that you understand the timing of the conversation that needs to be important, and when to talk, how to talk about it. So these are a few things that I've learned, I've implemented, and I've grown as an individual. So coming back to my day, it started off at around 4:30. I just realized that I had sent the foundation training session. So I quickly sent that and got ready for my morning run, and got to know that the power tripped in our house. So the fuse had tripped. So I had to go down, fix the fuse, and then go for a run. I was pleasantly surprised that the weather was really, really good. There was few drops of drizzle. It was not even drizzling that much. But half of the crowd was not there who usually walk. So I enjoyed this run. Started off slowly, very conservatively. I thought I will do around 9K and come back. But I really enjoyed my run so much so that I ended up doing 14 kilometers of run. Came back on time because we had to go to Pie Tiffins for breakfast. Now, that was what was planned, okay? And I know these plans keep on changing. But I was adamant. I said, okay, since we've planned for it, let's stick to that plan. So Seema, her sister, and I, we went to Pie Tiffins for breakfast at around 9 o'clock, 9:15. We had tuppu dosa, we had vada sambar, single vada sambar. We had cheese dosa, and we had masala dosa, and a lot of Mangalore buns, single Mangalore buns, madhur vada. So Seema's sister was quite interested in tasting the Udupi breakfast. So that's the reason we went there early, and we ordered a lot of stuff that we could share across us. And then we had a cup of coffee, and then we went to this Pies museum, TMA Pies house, actually, the first house where he used to live. So Seema is a big fan of TMA Pie. So we went there, and the entry is free. We went around his house. We saw his living room, his office. A lot of pictures about things, medals. He got the Padma Shri Awards. That was also there. So it was really nice to go around his house and really feel the power and the enigma of his personality is still there. So he's a great person. He's definitely done a lot for the society. Opened so many educational schools and institutes across Manipal as well as outside. So it was great to see all that. Then we came back and we took Seema's sister around the Manipal institutes. We showed her where our daughter studied MIC. Then we went across to see the Manipal Institute of Technology, all those classes, areas. We didn't go inside, but we just went from outside. And then went back home. Then I had my reviews to be done. So I was working on my reviews, a few connects, a few calls. And I continued working till, till 11 o'clock. And then took a short power nap around 11. Got back to work, and I was working till 3:15. And then I had to see off Seema. Sister and her kids. Came back and got the message of my culinary practice. So 4 o'clock went for this culinary practice. that there was internet issues. So we just had on a 15 to 20 minutes of session. I did a lot of self-practice, came down, you know, and got ready to go for my run. So that's how my evening went by. Evening run was pretty easy and pleasant till I met Arvind, one of the runners, and then he was there for me for a couple of kilometers, and then he took off to go outside. I'm the only guy who prefers running up and down the endpoint, you know. Others really get bored, but I enjoy it because there's no traffic and I'm in my zone. And it's a tough one because it's like doing hill repeats, you know. So I'm doing hill repeats nearly every day. But that's about it, you know. It's great fun to be in Manipal and enjoy all of this. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a great time. Please take care and enjoy the rest of your week with your family and friends. Till then, Om Shanti.